This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For so very long, trying to get my nerve built up to be so strong. I really want to meet you, but I'm kind of scared, 'cause you're the kind of lady with so much class. I get my thoughts together for the very next day, but when I see you, lady, I forget.
I really wanna meet. Can I talk to you? Hey! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is another riveting episode of Kenny's Corner. I am here with you. We are together on this rainy, sexy Tuesday evening. This is for adult conversation. The children should be out of the vehicle. It is time to get down and, I won't say that word, it's time to get down and interesting. This is Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. And for my listeners, for those of you that are within the sound of my voice and that have received my information for the day, the topic for this evening is the power of vulnerability, how honest conversation deepens intimacy. Now, we have many, many different ideas of what intimacy actually is. I have a caller on the line already. The show has not even begun. I have 6 inbox messages on my personal phone. And for those of you that laugh at my phone, I'm going to have a new phone tomorrow. I want y'all to know the back will be on my phone. I'm going to be a big timer tomorrow. I have a phone. Right. All right. So the topic this evening is the power of vulnerability, how honest conversations deepen intimacy. Now, when we talk about intimacy, right? What is intimacy to us? What does intimacy really mean? Everybody has a varied definition of what vulnerability actually is. It says here that real intimacy for a man often involves emotional vulnerability, trust, and the ability to share thoughts and feelings openly. It means feeling safe enough to express fears, desires, and insecurities without fear of judgment. Here are some key aspects. Honest communication. Engaging in hard conversation about expectations, boundaries, and sexual feelings. This could include topics like relationship goals, fears, or frustrations. Okay. Put a pair of headphones in your phone, using it to go live. Okay. All right. Put a pair of headphones in my phone. Okay. When we go to break, I'm going to figure that out. When we do that. Okay. So another part of vulnerability is active listening. A lot of times men and women say men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And in active listening, you hear that the person truly hears and understands their partner's perspective without immediately trying to fix or respond. It's about being present and validating their feelings. This texter says, boy, I love how you guys text. And you know what is so amazing about these texts? Even though we text, we are a very, very sexual community. And if we were to express how we necessarily felt in word, how would that translate? Because I get the texts, and the texts are absolutely fantastic. But don't be afraid to call in. This is a safe space. So this is a text here. This gentleman, and this has to be a man. I know who this is. Final thought. We've built a society based on abusing men and it being entirely appropriate. After all, boys go all the way to Jupiter and get more stupider. Remember? Okay. This is another comment. Women like men that have it together, albeit that isn't human. So they say, tell me what's wrong. And because women want to be the fool, point they see men venting as weakness. Plus it takes away from their opportunity to, okay, he's now too emotional. His conversations are too weighty. Yeah, he fast-tracking his way to the no sex list. Unless a limb is about to drop off. It's woman's logic. No man does that because it makes him less attractive. So, Texter, you're saying to me that a man does not have deep and honest conversations because it makes him less attractive? My listening audience, does when a man give you honest communication, does it make him less attractive? This Texter says it makes a man less attractive when he's open and honest with his woman. Okay? All right. That's interesting. All right. This text reads, women don't want to hear the truth. We're on this topic again from last week. Women hear what they want to hear. Intimacy for us doesn't go a long way because we don't really know what intimacy is. If I meet you by the fish fry Friday, Tuesday we're dating, Wednesday we've had sex. There's no opportunity for me to get to know you or even want to know you. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a fair statement. For those of you that want to call in, the number is 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Again, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. This is another text. Intimacy begins way before the bedroom. It's a look, it's a feeling. Women have this thing underestimated. It's not about how well we have sex with you in the bed. Casey, I've been waiting for you to have this conversation from last year. Thank you. I've been waiting for you to have this conversation from last year. Intimacy is more about how you make me feel. How open and honest can I be? If I say to you that I want to be spaded, what will your response be? We take a look at what P. Diddy has done, but are we any different? The only difference is he's doing it on a wider and a larger scale. Okay. All right. I don't know what to say to that. We will have to see how the whole P. Diddy thing manifests itself and see where it goes from there. But I do agree with you when it comes up to sexuality. We have a tendency to want to play blush or we want to play very avant-garde, but we are a very, very sexual nation. And I think that if we come to the realization of what it is that we're talking about, thinking about, and feeling, things would be a little bit different. Okay, this is another text. Intimacy means a myriad of things for many different people. Intimacy for me means being able to speak to you and you understanding my love languages without me saying. Being vulnerable is an entirely different situation. How am I vulnerable with you if you've cheated on me? Okay. I don't know. That is a question. How do you be vulnerable with your partner if the partner has cheated on you? Whew. That's a heavy one. I don't know. Let me read this other text. Vulnerability is a sign of weakness, whether it be for a man or for a woman. I would much rather pay my $40 and just be done with it. Okay. All right. Whew. My texters are hot in the paint this afternoon. Let me read my next text. Women don't want to be intimate. They want to be right. They want to say, I told you so. If you had only talked to me, things would be different. A woman doesn't necessarily hear what you have to say to them in black and white. You mentioned being an active listener, but women don't listen to hear. They listen to respond. They listen because they want to be right all the time. It's actually rather annoying. Okay. All right. Okay. I take your point. I take your point 100%. Thank you so much for that, Texter. All right. Let me read it out. This is rather interesting. Okay. Some of my texters feel like vulnerability is not the best thing for them. This texter says, vulnerability is a state of emotional exposure that comes with a degree of uncertainty. Learning how to be vulnerable involves a willingness to accept the emotional risk that comes from being open and willing to love and to be loved. A fear of vulnerability is a very common fear. Do we fear vulnerability, people? Do we fear being open and honest with your partner? But how can you say to me, I am your partner, but you don't want to be open and honest? Are we really partners? How can we not have communication? How can we not have active communication? I'm confused. We build a home together. We have children together. We probably have a bank account together. We probably go to church. We commune. We interact with other couples. But you don't want to have an open, honest communication line with me. You don't want to be vulnerable with me. You lay head to head with me most nights, but you do not want to be vulnerable. All right, let me read this text. No, a man does not want to be vulnerable. It's a sign of weakness. Women don't admire weakness. The minute I decide that I'm going to be weak, the woman puts me in the corner. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Okay, all right, no problem. I wish some of my texters would call in. I want you to call. Don't be afraid to call. Let's have the conversation. 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4259. Let me read this other text. Women don't listen. The vulnerability thing is out of the door. Nobody wants to sit down and hear your sad story every single day. At the end of the day, I want to come home. I want to understand. I want you to understand what my day has been like, but I don't necessarily need a shrink. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want someone who is able to understand my feelings as a man and not scrutinize me. The vulnerability part is out of the door. Okay, we are gonna take a quick break and we are going to be back. The telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the question this afternoon is vulnerability. Do you want to have the deep conversations that make the relationship even better? Many not ready for this conversation, because if we talk true tease, man is judged. If we want to bring another woman in the relationship, we go in crazy. This next person says, intimacy is not just physical. Think beyond the physical. We will be back with some more of our texters. And if you want to call in, it's 323-6232, 325-4316. Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Never seen a sunshine like this. Never seen the moon glow like this. Never seen the waterfalls like this. Never seen the lights up like this. Never dug anyone like this. Never had tasted lips to kiss. Never had someone to miss. Never heard a song quite like this.
Fortunate to have you, girl. I'm so glad you're in my world. Just as sure as the sky is blue, I'm blessed today that I found you.
Never had room service all night.
Good evening on this wet Tuesday afternoon. This is Kenny's Corner. We're on Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News Smart Talk all day. The conversation this evening is about vulnerability, the opportunity to have the real conversations for vulnerability and for intimacy in a relationship. My engineer says that I have a caller on the line. I have a person that wants to talk to us. Chris, is my caller still
Kenny?
There? Hi, good evening, caller. You're on.
Good. I don't know why everybody's scared to call in today. Is it because you're not talking about sex?
I mean, intimacy.
This is the problem we have right now.
Yes.
Everything to us is so sexual.
Yes, it is.
We only think about when we're in relationships that we have sex. Like, what's the problem? And this is the issue now. I heard a man say once, something. I tired of every time it's a birthday, it's Christmas, we get the same thing. All she want to do is throw this thing at me. All we know how to do as women is we throw this thing at him, but when it's time to sit down and talk, real talk, we have a problem with that.
Right.
And
right.
That's my issue with women. I think for us, we need to stop. We need to stop and figure out why we're losing our men.
Okay.
And it's because we don't take the time to listen to what their needs are.
Okay, so let me start from the beginning of what you said. So the gentleman that would have made the comment that we just give them the same old thing time and time again for birthdays, mm-hmm. for whatevers, do you think that means something for us? Are we not listening to the needs of our man?
We're not. I mean, I can be honest, like, somebody wrote that women just want to hear to talk. We want to hear, but see, sometimes it requires you to just shut up and listen. And sometimes that's all a man wants.
Okay.
And that's why the person said, I'd rather pay my $40 because it ain't about talking. She can do what she has to do. And then that's it. Ain't no talking.
Okay, but for the texter with the $40, right? Who has no problem with just paying his $40 and being done with it? That's fine. That is all right. But when you get home at night, when you walk through your door, don't you want someone to be with you? You don't want at some point in time we get older. You need someone to help you put in your dentures. You need someone to help you pull up your pull-ups.
Yeah.
You need all of these things. So it mm-hmm. cannot only be about sex, right? We get
no.
that. We get
this
that.
It has to be about somebody who can be with you when you don't have no teeth in your mouth, when you don't have no hair on your head, when all you have is your thoughts and whatever, and that beauty fades, because it can fade, ladies. What are we going to do then?
Okay, so let me ask you something. Ideally, and there's no judgment. There's no judgment here, caller. There's no judgment. But if you are in a relationship with someone, do you build the intimacy before you have the sex, or do you? Okay. So let me ask you something. When you think of intimacy,
we're doing things in the reverse.
You're doing it in reverse.
We're doing it in the reverse.
How so?
Because you said it. We date. We see each other,
mm-hmm.
right away we're physically attracted.
Right.
And then we go out on a date, and the next, or maybe that same night, y'all smashing, y'all juicing. And it's like, that is supposed to be a relationship. But what was that relationship built on? A physical connection?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's talk about the emotional connection, or let's talk about the mental. Listen to me. You want to get to me quicker? Come stimulate my mind.
Talk to me. You want to hear, but what type of mind stimulation? You want to talk about stocks and bonds? You want to hear,
no,
like, you want hear, like, we're eating the dogs, we're eating the cats. Like, what do you want to talk? What you want to hear? What you want to talk about?
I want to hear what your fears are. I want to talk about what your goals are. I want to talk about our goals are. I want somebody to help me grow as an individual. Yeah, I'm great where I'm at, but I could be greater.
We could be greater together.
Listen to me.
Do you want that someone that I was watching a TikTok recently, and the gentleman put his hand on the lady's thigh, and then he took his hand, she took her hand, and she moved it up a little bit closer, and then he moved it even closer, and they it cut right after that. But it says to you that they were in tandem. They knew what each other, they knew the groove of what they wanted to do with each other.
And I'm saying it because I'm not a first-time caller. I've said it before. I'm in a relationship where I'm not having sex. I've chosen not to have sex. I've chosen to build intimacy with somebody first. Because at the end of the day, I want you to see all the bad parts of me and the good parts of me. I want you to appreciate what makes me who I am.
Now, when
when the time is right, you know, things will happen, and it's going to be even more beautiful because then you'll know.
Okay.
You know the things
So, caller, when you say that you're not having the sex, like uh-huh. you're not having any type of sex, like there's no sex at all.
Listen, I have to pray a lot. I have to pray a lot.
So if you go to the dance, right? There's no sex.
I gotta be mature enough to say, look, you don't feel me up, because look, I can throw you down.
Because you know the car is right there. It's the vehicle. Sometimes the spirit hits you, and you must take control of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely right. But we have control over this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me something now. There's,
we have control over this.
There's no sex. No sex.
None.
Okay. So with there being no sex, the individual should be able to know you intimately. They should know.
Yeah.
They should see by the look in your eye, I'm not feeling
yeah.
well. They should be able to sense something is off.
And they also sense too when I look at them with admiration, because as a woman, you've decided to make this weight with me. You've decided to do this. I admire that. And a lot of times, I can be honest with you, in most cases, one just be a little timid than the other one, you know. And we just get pressured into doing things. But for someone to actually sit back and say, you know what, you're right. We don't take the time to get to know each other. I want to do this with you.
How long is the wait supposed to be?
I think we'll know when we know. But I am enjoying getting to know somebody. I've never taken the time to get to know someone. And it's a great experience.
Miss, what you mean you never take the time to get to know someone? You don't sound like no spring chicken. You have to be a mature woman.
I'm a spring chicken, you know. But I could tell you one thing. When God is in your life, some things make more sense than others. So to some people, this may not make no sense. And for you, that's okay. But for some people who understand where I come in from, you really take the time to get to know somebody. Like, let's be real. Let's have a real conversation.
I like that. I like the fact that you have to take the time to get to know someone.
Taking the time.
Because I think you have to be friends first.
I listen to me.
Tell
I want a best friend.
Okay.
I want somebody who my first call, if something goes bad, if something goes great in my life, that can be my first call.
Yes.
I want it to be where, you know something, when I'm scared, when I feel alone, that's my first call.
So let me ask
you. My thing is, we satisfy ourselves temporarily with just a, let me hook up and let me make a call, a quick call here, there, everywhere. We satisfy ourselves temporarily. But temporary.
But you don't think, and this is for me, right? You don't think the sex is juicier, is deeper, is more gratifying when you are in tandem, when you are in tune with the person? I mean,
for me.
Kama Sutra, yes, Tantra, I think that it is, see, it is another level to the sexual experience.
It is totally another level. And see, before I feel like I even want to get physical, I really want to do some real, you know, tantric yoga and some stuff before, because, listen.
But you know something? As women, we must take the time to know our bodies. Because I can tell you.
How many women don't even know how to have an orgasm? Can I tell you?
I want you to tell me. Go ahead.
There are so many women out there who don't even know. So when these men touching us and whatever, and he said it feels good.
Because because at 19 your orgasm was different than your orgasm was at 25, and then
at 19 I was pretending to have one.
Wait,
because I didn't know what it was.
The caller, my people on Facebook can't hear you. Facebook, the lady said at 19, she was pretending to have an orgasm. We ain't pretending on this road no more.
I didn't know what that was.
No.
I can be honest, I didn't know what that was.
No.
But as I age, my what I require is different. You can't just be knocking my head off. You can't be doing that at 19. Now I'm in my 40s. You need to take your time, because baby, this ain't going nowhere.
This, and we want this to marinate like
marinate.
I fully agree with the marination.
That comes with maturity. Mm-hmm. That comes with knowing who you are as a person and what you want. That comes with your lover knowing who you are and what you want. Like, I mean, let's think about it. When we single and we jumping into these situations, and in most cases, it's sex first, it is the most awkward feeling. And then you wonder afterwards, like, do you think he enjoyed us? Think he had a good time?
I don't think so.
That's a plan, like, you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, we do that. But can you imagine you going into the bedroom and this person knows exactly what you want?
Before you even get there.
They know how to touch you in all the right places. They know how to just whisper certain things, and that got you.
And like, that happens before the bedroom.
Like, I don't understand why. And then we moved away. We went back into sex just now, which we weren't supposed to be talking about that.
At all.
But, I mean, we're supposed to be talking about vulnerability, and we're supposed to be talking about intimacy. And there's so many facets to intimacy that's just not sexual, and we ain't tapping into that as a people.
I want you to tap in. I have two callers on the line. I know who one is, but I want you to tap. Tap into the intimacy portion. Give me two intimacy languages for you.
Listen to me. Two intimacy languages are communication and listening. If I have a hard day, I can tell you all I need you to do is listen right now. And that's it. And if you need that, that's me. I'm not going to say a word. But we like to talk too doggone as much. I heard once that in a man's life, they have 10,000 words in a day, and women, we have 50,000. Yeah, that's true.
I believe it.
But and everything require an answer. Like, sweetie, if that's how you feel, come, just lay on my breast and let me hold you. But when I say suck it, I just say lay.
So I have a question. I have a question for you. When you are holding this man, when you are coddling him, when you are seeing him in his vulnerable state, there's a texter that says that makes him less attractive. Does that make him more attractive to you?
What kind of man they to see? But when I see a man in his most vulnerable state crying, all I want to do is hold you. And I think the world of you. To me, you are at your strongest point when you've allowed me to see you at your lowest.
Okay, so one of the lowest points in life, one of the lowest points in life, and I'm going to share with my listening audience, right? I'm going to share this with my people. One of my lowest points in life was when my mom left, right? And I was able to see something that I wasn't cognizant of before. But it's in that state that I saw how my dad grieved, and he is still grieving. But that was, my dad doesn't have any friends. He had one friend, and his friend was Walter Callender, and Walter Callender died many, many years ago. And my daddy doesn't keep company. And I watched as my dad, like, you can even see it in his regular life, like the slow decline. You see how he's not as engaged as a person like he used to be. But my mom saw him in his most vulnerable state.
Vulnerable.
And he saw my mommy in her most vulnerable state, because who else took care of my mommy but my daddy?
Listen to me. I wrote on your page once, and I said to you, I want a love affair just like this.
Boy.
Because at the end of the day, your dad said something, and he said, how do I live now with somebody I have spent all of this time with? How do I exist in this world without her? I don't want to die in this world alone. I want somebody to be at my bedside when I'm dying, to say, how do I exist in this world without her? That kind of love, I desire that. And for people out there who say, oh, men weep when they cry and this, that, and next, you are very shallow.
I think when it comes up to the vulnerability aspect of it, right? I look at the love that my parents have, and I watch how daddy was with mommy. And I see that love is more than just physical, because when mommy started to decline, she couldn't do anything for herself. So it was only daddy who had to deal with mommy. But daddy saw my mom the way nobody else saw her. And I think that type of love and that type of intimacy, if we could all have that opportunity, right? If we could all have that opportunity, I think we would have a different interaction. I think we would have a different interaction in life.
We would. We would. And we would grow our children up differently. And our children would see a version of love that is just pure and unadulterated. And the thing about that is that it almost borderlines spiritual, because it honestly mimics what the Bible says. Love your wife like Christ loved the church and would die for the church. It's like when you see somebody who sacrifices sleep, and they sacrifice everything to be at someone's bedside. Like, to me, you can't get no more vulnerable than that. You can't get no more into me you see than that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know. I understand 100%. I understand 100% what you're saying. And I think that when it comes up to vulnerability, we have to be open. And we have to be honest about...
This is an honest... Exactly.
We have to be honest about who we really are. And I have to go to... I have four other callers on the line now. So I have to...
It was great talking to you.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Let me read some of these texts, Chris. Let me read some of these texts. This one text says... When it comes up to being vulnerable, women sometimes don't like to hear the truth. When it comes up to having an open and honest dialogue, we tend to think that it's a different person talking. When we talk to women, they hear what they want to hear. Vulnerability and intimacy goes far beyond the conversation that we're having today. And it's not going to take 30 minutes or 60 seconds. I think we should have an open forum and maybe have some sex education for everyone involved to understand that intimacy, and sexual interaction are entirely different. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. We will be back with Kenny's Corner. And the conversation today is about intimacy. It's about having the vulnerable conversation. It goes far beyond what we've seen. And we will be back. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station. Open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave this boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet this boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Today.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Morning sun, I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love. Then you softly leave, and it's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
We are back with Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk All Day. Do you have a Japanese imported vehicle and are no longer able to listen to the radio, to listen to the music, to listen to anything, to listen to Guardian Radio? The Hit Spot is offering a $79.99 special, that included. It gives you an opportunity to get a band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. Mention this ad for the discounted rate. Again, that is the Hit Spot that's offering a $79.99 special with that included. Band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. Mention this ad for a discounted rate. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a caller, and that caller was able to give us her feeling on what intimacy is and what it should be in a relationship. My callers that were on, I'm sorry, you were dropped. I'm very sorry. If you can, you can call back. It's 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 here on Guardian Radio 96, Fresh News, Smart Talk All Day. You're listening to Kenny's Corner. And our topic of conversation this afternoon, this evening, is vulnerability, the deep conversation for a better relationship. Are you able to be vulnerable with your partner? And again, there's no judgment here. If you have a female partner, a male partner, if you identify as Generation X, Y, LMNOP, whatever it is, it's your representation of whoever it is that you identify as. But the conversation is about vulnerability and being able to have an honest conversation for a deeper relationship and better, or even to create intimacy. Because in some relationships, we may not even have an intimate relationship. We may just have a situationship. So I want to get to some of my texters because my text line is very, very active. This is a texter here. This texter says, "Hey, Kenny, the word of the day is not injunction, but it's intimacy." It is intimacy. That's a Junkanoo joke. I know who, this has to be a Junkanoo person that sent that. This next texter says, "Kenny, thank you so much for this open and honest dialogue. Intimacy is often confused with deep sex. Deep sex is not about penetration. Deep sex is about a mental and physical understanding of who the person is you're lying next to." Okay. This next texter says, "Intimacy is more than just laying beside someone and having sex. It's them asking me, what is it about the sex that I like? What is it that I don't like? We often relegate intimacy into sex and sex into intimacy because we are a confused bunch of people. I should be able to say to my partner, I want to add another person. I want to subtract a person. I want to add toys to our sex life. I want you to understand what sex means to me." Okay? Okay? This next texter says, "Intimacy is not about sex at all. Intimacy is about openness and reality." Okay? All right. This text says, When my paternal grandmother died, she was the one that raised me. I was dating a gentleman who is now my husband, and I watched him in some of the videos, and I see that he was with me at my lowest point. I didn't have what everybody else had when I was going to school, when I was coming from school. The only person that I had was my grandmom. This grandmother that I had raised me. She enabled me to be the woman that I am today. She gave me intimate conversation, and I saw this conversation translated into the man that is now my husband. He watched me at my very lowest, and he saw me at my best. An eye-opening opportunity is when you have to have labor, or when you have to have labor, and you go into labor, and you're bearing all for the world to see. I wasn't fortunate to have a C-section. I had to birth a still baby. This is intimacy on a completely different level. Do you know what it is to have a child and the child be stillborn and you have a husband? This is a level of intimacy that I don't think many people will ever understand or experience. That is very true. Okay, this next texter says, intimacy is often confused with what we think we want to hear. I listened to the caller when she said that she would allow the man to lay on her breast. I like the fact of laying on the breast and having someone listen to me. It reminds me of my childhood when I would lay in my mother's lap. Not saying that my woman or my wife is my mother, but I like that opportunity of being able to lay my head on her breast. Okay. I cannot read that one. Okay, this next text says, Kenny, I hope Erica doesn't fling you off of the air. We need this conversation in more ways than one. Good evening. The word intimacy, when broken down, is in-to-me-c. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, this next texter says, having a love and having intimacy are one and the same. I can be in a relationship and not have sex, as I've been in one now for the past 7 years. My husband has erectile dysfunction, and so in most instances, we use toys. Am I allowed to say that on the air? I can? Okay. So in most cases, we use toys. I won't go out and lambaste him or say anything that's negative. He had prostate cancer, and this is a result. This was the result. It wasn't our desired result. When he went in to have surgery and have the tumors removed, they nicked a portion of his lower region. And with them nicking that part, he was rendered erectile dysfunction related. Okay, so what this texter is actually saying is that her husband does not have an opportunity to penetrate her, so they have to use other types of apparatus, but it's drawn them much, much closer. Okay, all right, texter, I appreciate that. That is some real honesty. If you would be so kind, if you can text us and let us know, like, what type of conversation do you have? Like, when do you get to the point of saying, okay, I have erectile dysfunction and I have to use certain things in order to make my partner happy? How do you get to that stage? That's I'd like to find out. All right, here's another text. Sex and intimacy are exactly the same thing in my mind. Nobody actually taught me to have sex. When I was a young boy, I had my first sexual encounter with a woman who was 20 years my senior. My mom left me. She had to take care of work. At this time, I was broken in by a much older woman. I never knew what it was to have a regular relationship just to go out there and bust the walls down. All right, we are going to take a break. And the telephone lines are 323-6232 and 325-4316, 325-4259. You're listening to Guardian Radio, Kenny's Corner. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From your love, you see.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the Hit Spot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the Hit Spot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is a very wet Tuesday evening. We are here on Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Our text lines are 422-4796. It's powered by BTC. Our telephone lines are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. If you have a Japanese imported vehicle and you're aren't able to hear anything on it, not even Guardian Radio, I want you to run, walk, sprint, fly over to the Hit Spot. They are offering you a $79.99 special with VAT included. This includes the band extender equipment and installation. During the month of September, mention this ad and you get a discounted rate. Again, that's the Hit Spot. And the cost is $79.99 for those of us that drive Japanese imported vehicles. They're offering you this VAT included, band extender equipment and installation. Mention this ad during the month of September and you will get a discounted rate. I have some text messages. Some of them I cannot read out loud because Erica will probably put us off of the air. But I will read these two. Can I have four text messages? Can I get four? Okay, I will read these last. There are eight messages here. I'm going to read the last four. And this one goes as follows. Intimacy is about breaking the barrier. It's about having the love that you need when you need it. It's about open and honest communication. Kenny, I wish I had the open and honest communication with my first wife. I actually still love her. And when I see her, when she brings the kids, it brings me back to a place of, damn, I could have had my family. But because I wasn't open and I wasn't honest, I lost the woman. And I lost the woman, and I'll probably never, ever have her back again. Well, I mean, if you don't married the second time, I think that's a lost cause. Okay, so this next text reads, as a woman, I don't think I knew how to be a wife. I just knew how to be a girlfriend. A lot of times we train our young ladies to be so strong, and we allow these young men to be so weak. We don't put the mop in their hands, but my mom put the mop in mine. And because of that, I was overly strong. I didn't have an opportunity to be vulnerable. And every single man in my life, I've turned away. Okay. Well, that's some real honesty. Kenny, you said that this is a honest and safe place. So I will be honest and I will live in my truth. I'm a member of a different type of community, so I have a partner. I can safely say that in our community, there's a lot of open and honest dialogue about what it is that we want sexually, what it is that we want communication-wise, and what it is that we want in terms of intimacy. And in most cases, it goes hand in hand. It's a throuple, if you wish, but not with people, but with emotions. Okay. Can I read one more? Can I read two more, Chris? Okay, this texter says, intimacy is for those that actually want it. These young people don't have any idea what intimacy is. They just want a good orgasm and call it a day. They don't want to do anything that requires actual work. It's too sexual. They don't know what it is to not have sex on the first date. Okay, this texter says, intimacy, like your caller said, goes beyond just a one-night stand. I've been in a relationship now for 2 years. The first 8 months, he couldn't tell if I was a man or a woman. But I will tell you this. Just like the caller said, when it was time for us to be sexually active, we were. I'm not sure if it was us having sex for the first time that made it so explosive, but I can safely say to you, our sex life over the past 2 years has been explosive. We know what drives each other. We know how to get us in the groove. If I see him with a box of popcorn, I know what that is. You like popcorn too? I like popcorn too. If I see him with a bowl of popcorn, I know what that means. It's a touch. It's a rub. It's an understanding. Just like your caller said, when he comes home, when he comes through the door, it's not about a nagging session. It's about letting him lay his head on my breast and understand without putting it in his mouth, that I am there to listen, to love, to guide, for us to build together. This is what true love means. This is intimacy. Intimacy is about being open, being honest. I can't read the other word. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's a typo. It's about being open and being honest. Intimacy goes far beyond anything that we could ever want. And I think for me, the gift of intimacy is what drove me most to fall in love with this man. Had I done it in reverse, maybe things would have been different and maybe we would not be together at this time. But the intimacy that we share transcends anything else that I could have asked for. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an interesting Kenny's Corner. We are here on Guardian 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day long. I want to invite you back next week, Tuesday at 6:30. We are going to have another riveting conversation. And don't be afraid to call in. This is a very, very safe space. It's for adults only. The text lines are 422-4796. Call me next week, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4256. 325-4256. 1-800-259-9. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kenny's Corner. Now, I want you to take this intimacy conversation into your bedroom tonight. It's a very wet Tuesday. Go out there and get in there and have some deep fun. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Take some time. You got my heart in the palm of your hand. I swear it's gonna stay there, baby. Give me half a chance. You don't understand.